The Phil Hendry Show.
Chad's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Having a high school reunion. Get together with the people you haven't seen in a long time. There's no better place than the Roy Rogers Room at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We'll put it together for you. Come on down.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
All right, Ted's of Beverly Hills, you guys host and you put together high school reunions, because usually these things, Ted, are done by some committee that a high school reunion, a group of students have put together?
That is correct, Phil. What we basically do is we take all the work and the planning and the preparation out of your high school reunion. We'll do it for you. That includes hiring the entertainment, that includes the food, that includes the drinks, providing, as I mentioned, one of our two banquet rooms, the Roy Rogers Room or the Hilltop Room. And Ted's of Beverly Hills is probably, I guess what you'd say, is the most comfortable place to hold your high school reunion. We've got a waiting list every year.
Why do you think people like your place?
Well, I think it's because we understand the reality, and I think you need to understand that the reality of a high school reunion, it can be very uncomfortable. People put pressure, I guess a lot of pressure on themselves because of expectations. High school reunions should be fun, and they are at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but there is a lot of pressure.
Now, tell me some of the schools that you have hosted this past year and will be hosting this summer.
Well, we've had LaSalle out in Pasadena, Arcadia High School, Newbury Park, South Pasadena, Beverly Hills High, and we're ready for them. We know how to do this.
Give me some of the features of how you host a high school reunion.
Well, first of all, Phil, I think the food is excellent. We have the opening cocktail party, great hors d'oeuvres, great band. The bands, by the way, Phil, all play the music, the classic music of the graduating class. If you graduated in 1980, let's say, and I remember that song, Walking on Sunshine, whoa, you know. Or, so, yeah, I can't sing, obviously.
What was that, Katrina and the Waves or something?
Yeah, so, you know, I remember the band that I enjoyed because I graduated from high school in 1979, and the band that I thoroughly enjoyed was what's the song? London Calling to the faraway place, yay, you know, this is the kind of music, so they'll play whatever the era is. And also, we have the main dinner, which is held in one of our two banquet rooms, as I mentioned, the Hilltop Room, the Roy Rogers Room. And then at 9:30, the Level 2 class members will...
Now, who are they, the Level 2? Because I heard you mention that.
Well, what we do with every graduating class, we divide them into Level 1 and Level 2, and it's one of the reasons, I think, why we are able to manage the room capacity so well.
What does Level 2 represent, though?
Level 2 are those class members... who have not achieved perhaps the kind of financial success that the rest of their classmates have, anywhere, I don't know, under $250,000 a year.
So if they make less than that?
Yeah, yes, or if they were particularly, embarrassing to be with, or it's difficult when you're in school. I'm sure you remember people who were not popular, the ones who tried to be popular and they weren't. And I don't think there's anything wrong with them, but it embarrasses people to be around them. So what we do is we give them a gift basket, they say their goodbyes, the rest of the class continues on till 1 a.m. We then take the class picture. Those are complimentary, by the way, which is another feature that we're very proud of. So what we do is...
Well, I want to get back to this Level 1 and Level 2 thing, because I remembered reading this in the material. You separate the class members. You ask classmates who haven't become as successful financially as the others to leave early.
Yes, we do. And I'll tell you what, Phil.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you what. We understand where some people would object, but the reason why our high school reunion hosting is so successful is because everyone is very comfortable. And what makes people comfortable is not being put in an uncomfortable situation. And trying to make conversation with someone you have nothing in common with, someone who's trying to ingratiate themselves with you because you have money they don't, these are the things you don't... None of us, whether you don't make the kind of money that I make or if you do, one of the saddest things I think in the world is to see a man stand in front of another man and sort of fabricate his life just so he can fit in. And we've solved that problem by asking the Level 2 people, along with our pay stub program, to leave.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how many people listening are having high school reunions. And understand, I realize it is quite a chore to organize high school reunions. But and I want to ask you about, again, this Level 1 and Level 2.
Well, that's not all that we offer, Phil. Again, as I said, we have great food.
Yeah, but I want to ask you about the pay stub program that you mentioned.
Well, that's with our Level 2 program and our Level 1 program. We have the pay stub program.
And what is that?
That is only to verify income. In other words, we asked for the pay stubs of individuals who are attending the high school reunions. If the individuals don't meet a certain financial expectation, and we round it off on the curve, if the upper income bracket is lower, then we lower it for the lower income bracket. Once we determine that you're level two, you're certainly welcome to enjoy the cocktail hour with everyone, and we have a little bit of dancing. At 9:30, we dim our lights, and we let everybody know they get a gift basket. We funnel all the level twos out of the valet area. They're asked to leave.
Well, what do you say to people who say this is a little bit hurtful and classist? Because it sounds...
No, it's not, Phil.
No, but it just sounds to me, if I was level two, if I didn't make as much money as everybody else, and I have to leave the party...
This is difficult for me. You know, I always answer the question by simply saying this. It's three words, and if you can understand these three words, you'll really save yourself, I think, a lot of worry. I'm Ted Bell. Those are the three words. And what do those words mean? I've got one of the most successful steakhouses in America, and I can tell you that I know what I'm doing. Have you ever been to a high school reunion?
Yes, I have.
And did you notice how the people who may not have had your income tried to be your friend?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No, as a matter of fact, if I wouldn't be able to tell how much a person makes by looking at them, and it wouldn't be important to me.
Well, I think that response still reflects that you're trying to keep your listeners happy.
No, I'm being truthful.
Well, look, you have listeners who are not going to respect you pandering them. I'll tell you...
I'm not pandering, Ted. I'm saying that when I go to a high school reunion, I'm not worried about how much... somebody makes.
Well, I can tell you that puts you in the minority. When people go to a high school reunion, they want to know how much money and how successful everyone has become. If you find out that suddenly you're talking to someone and you've noticed they're trying to be too friendly, and, well, I remember this guy from school, he was okay, and suddenly he's fabricating his life and trying to pretend like he makes as much as you do, it is embarrassing for the both of you. I'm trying to protect both of you. Okay? So, at 9:30, we've got a kind of a funny foghorn that we blow, and we say, all right, all of our level twos, we'd like you to leave. We have a gift basket. We have our compliments. And we hope you've enjoyed yourselves. We want to, because 9:30 is when we figure it starts to get uncomfortable. Everyone's had a little bit to drink. People begin to, again, lie a little bit. And
well, I got to tell you, high school reunions... They are uncomfortable for some people, but to say that there is a discomfort because a guy doesn't make as much money as you do.
Well, it's uncomfortable for him too. Okay.
Yeah, but to say that he's uncomfortable, that I'm uncomfortable because they're not making as much money, so therefore we have to be separated. You know,
look, Phil. Look, these people haven't seen each other in 10 or 20 years. Some have gone to a lot of expense to get these reunions. So let me ask you a question. Why on earth would I allow the evening to be a horrible experience when I can separate these people and not prompt somebody into lying through his teeth, oh, yeah, well, I make, you know, $300,000 a year, when it's a filthy lie? What we try to do is take that kind of incomprehensible lying out of the high school reunion.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I've been to one high school reunion for myself. I went to my wife's high school reunion. I understand. I've never heard anybody say that they separate people because of income.
Well, you've never heard it, Phil, because it has never been done. And the reason why it's never been done is because people would rather go on being uncomfortable than stating the truth. And I'm Ted Bell. And I know I say that, it sounds like I'm in love with myself, but I'm really not. I'm Ted Bell. That means something. When I say I'm Ted Bell, I'm saying that I know how these things go. Believe me, the best way to do a high school reunion is to ask those individuals who have not made as much out of their lives to very gracefully leave midway through the evening, so that the rest of us who have actually gone out and done something...
See, that's what I'm talking about. What do you mean? You think money makes the man? Do you think...
Well, look at Phil. In lieu of anything else, you have to set a benchmark and we make it money, yes. Absolutely.
Do you think that makes the man?
Not necessarily, but I do say that income is a pretty good indicator of how smart you've been and how aggressive you've been with your life and your investments.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills at 1-800-449-8686. this is a very unusual high school reunion format that he has. Level one and level two, high school students, reunion classmates, that is, are invited to a party, but halfway through the evening, certain high school students who have not made as much money, the others, they're level two, they're asked to leave because apparently it's uncomfortable for the other ones to be around people who need to lie about their success. 1-800-449-8686. We'll get back with Ted Bell and ask him a little bit more about this program and if he's had any problems with it, because I have to be honest with you. If I was at my high school reunion and I was asked to leave halfway through the evening because I didn't make enough money, there might be not a bad scene, but there might be a few questions I have. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Don't forget the Roy Rogers Room and the Hilltop Room for all your high school reunions. And don't forget our special prime rib, half prime, half pork. I have run out of time.
You want to put our meat in your...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Ted Bell with us. We're talking about high school reunions, Ted, and I'm not trying to be judgmental here, but you're separating, when you have high school reunions at your restaurant, you're separating people because of income. And I think that...
Well, Phil, you have to, if I could interrupt here.
Go ahead. But I think it's going to make, you say you don't want to make people uncomfortable.
Look, at high school, I don't know the ones you've been to, but at high school reunions that I go to, the first thing you hear is someone, well, there's so-and-so, she's divorced. Look at him, he doesn't look too good. Look at her, she doesn't look... Okay, and especially the ones that have been divorced. You have a lot of these classmates, how often have you, you know, suddenly you find out they've been married 3-4 times, and you feel sad for them, you feel embarrassed for them, you realize that maybe she's living on alimony or child support or something like that. And the conversation becomes rather hurtful, and it becomes very embarrassing. So what we do is we take those level twos at 9:30, and listen to this, Phil. Bobby, go ahead. This is kind of fun. We dim the lights. I don't know if you can hear that. That's our signal, everyone. We funnel all the level twos out. Because I want to tell you something, Phil. Being comfortable at a high school reunion is the most important thing. And if you're someone who didn't make much out of your life, you've been divorced, or you've got these kinds of issues, believe me, if I'm a level one and I want to enjoy the rest of the night, when I hear this, the party's beginning, and for the level twos, thank you, but we want to continue and have a good time.
Well, everything you're saying means get the level twos out of here. We want to have a good time. Okay, and...
Well, I can give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Well, I want to get to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. You can give me an example.
But you just, all you hear is, level twos, get out of here. You know, it's not like that. We're a lot, believe me, they get a gift basket, and it saves a lot of hurt. Believe me.
All right, let's go to Kelly here. Kelly, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi, Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am.
When you go to a class reunion, you're concerned about who's making what kind of money. That's your main concern.
Not mine, but generally, well, yes, I am.
No, now you're stereotyping, though. It's like... How do you know that's why they go?
No. Here's
that's not why they... I go to a class reunion.
Well, how many have you been to?
All my classmates.
How many have you been to?
I've been to four.
How old are you? Good Lord. What, do you have them every year?
We have them enough, and we certainly don't have them hosted by someone like you.
Well, what do you mean you have them enough? How many is that?
I've been to four. And we go to have fun. We don't care.
Usually you have a class reunion every 10 years, so that's...
We don't care.
It's been 40 years since you've been in high school.
And we don't care how much money someone makes. We go to reunite with friends that we went to school with.
Well, I'm kind of interested, too, Kelly. How many... You've been to four?
We've been to four.
Okay,
every 5 years.
Every 5 years, really?
So how old am I?
That's... The reason why you have so many high school reunions is you want to keep checking up on each other to see how well you're doing.
What kind of questions do I ask at a high school reunion?
Kelly, when you go to your class reunion, I bet you buy a fancy new dress, some nice bucks, you get a new hairdo.
I don't dress as me.
So in other words, you don't wear dresses?
No, actually, I don't. I wear slacks and a nice outfit.
And why would you want to ruin your evening by trying to...
I don't have to prove how much... What, were you bullied in school that you have to prove how much money you make?
No, but why do you want to embarrass somebody who makes over $250,000 a year?
I'm not there to embarrass anybody.
When you hear this, Kelly, leave.
Just leave.
All right, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Mr. Barrow, I just want to let you know, I was president of my high school class, and I've arranged for two of these already.
Yeah.
And everybody there has had a great time. And I think you're pretty much full of yourself.
Everybody
there. Thinking that people go there to see how much money somebody makes. It's not about that. It's about going to see and to be with friends.
Everybody there has had a good time. You don't know that for a fact. You know that
well,
they said
cares?
You,
well,
gee, Jeff, thanks a lot. Really
matter.
Great night. You know,
wait, Mr. Bell,
thanks for hiring the DJ, you know.
Yeah, Miss Buck, let me just tell you, it doesn't, everyone's going to be comfortable, but who cares? It's only for one night. You're there to see friends for an evening.
It shouldn't matter, but it does make people uncomfortable. Maybe you can't relate to this because maybe you don't make as much money, but the ones that do...
Actually, I do make a good amount of money, but the question never comes up because that's not what they're there for.
It doesn't sound to me like you make the kind of money that I'm talking about, otherwise it would bother you.
Well, I think you're wrong there, but that doesn't matter. Money does not matter. That's the problem.
Well, it does matter.
It's all about money. I mean, I feel sorry for you, but that's all you care about, how much somebody makes.
I can understand why this man's having a problem, why the last lady had a problem, because they don't make the kind of income I'm talking about, Phil.
Well, what do you mean? Are you saying that you're uncomfortable?
I'm saying myself and others like me, yes.
With who? With Jeff and the other lady?
Well, anybody that, who cares? Obviously, he's not making my income. It matters to us. Because I don't want Jeff coming up to me and trying to be my friend.
Why would I try to be your friend if all you care about money? How much would you know how much I made?
Well,
unless you
a lot
me?
Of the level
and
two get together.
If that's what you care about, how much someone?
Well, look
makes,
at Jeff. What I'm
then,
trying to say.
You know, I don't want to be your friend.
Well, look, doesn't matter to me. It's just that I can tell
obviously
a guy
it
that
does
doesn't
matter to you.
No, it doesn't matter as well. I can tell a guy that doesn't make as much as me kind of talks the way you do.
Well,
all right,
and
a lot of the level twos, what we do for them is we rent out the batting cage. They're able to go down to the batting cage and have a great time.
Hey, listen,
but
Mr. Barrow, listen. Look, I'm an airline pilot. I'm a pilot in the military. I've been through lots of wars. You think I wouldn't be proud of that? Of course I'm proud of that.
You've been through a lot of wars.
I make a damn good living.
That's
so
fine.
Who
You've
cares what somebody
wars.
Makes?
But I told you, Jeff, you're talking like a guy that if I got to listen to you all night,
I don't want to listen to you at all. So don't worry about it. Like
right.
I said, I arranged these for
Good.
My.
Then leave at 9:30
from my school.
Well, look at Jeff. If I could jump in, you don't have people leaving early, do you?
No, absolutely not. Everyone wants to stay.
We got a pool out back, a pond. The pond would be great for you. Whatever you want to do, but I can't have you hanging around.
Well, believe me, I don't want to hang around someone
Jeff,
like
you. 1-800-449-86. Will you not with that, please?
No, that's the foghorn. And that. See, here's the thing he doesn't understand it with the leather lady to understand. It may not bother them, but those of us who make a high income are bothered at our high school reunions when our less than successful classmates show up and immediately try to impress us with a lot of baloney about how well they're doing in business. You see what I'm saying?
So the real key to getting rid of the level twos, as you call it, or the level ones don't want them around?
That's pretty much it, because I want to talk to people that I have something in common with. I don't have much in common with a guy who, I don't know what he does for a living. Maybe he's, he owns the local pipe fitting shop or something. That's not Ted Bell.
All right, we'll be back with Ted Bell as high school reunions separate people according to economy. 1-800-449-8686.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
forget your high school reunion at Tent in Beverly Hills. We've got the booze. I should say booze. We have the cocktails. We have the food. We've got it all. We have valet parking. Come on down to Tent in Beverly Hills. It's great.
All right, Ted. Back with Ted Bell, owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, about the high school reunions. Separating classmates. You're not just... Last year, you separated them. This year, you're asking them to leave.
That is correct.
Why?
I'll tell you why, Phil. We did have a room for high school student or high school reunion classmates who didn't make as much money as the... In other words, we separated them out according to your salary. But we found that a lot of our level twos were resentful, and a lot of our level twos were people that did not want to leave. They felt that they had, you know, and it's a good question. Why can't I continue to be with my other classmates? The reason is it makes the other classmates uncomfortable, as I already mentioned.
And yeah, you're of the mind that the students that have made a lot of money and have made a lot with their lives don't want to be around the ones that haven't.
That is correct. And I've heard nothing on your program tonight, by the way, to dissuade me from that. But the more important thing is, I'll give you an example. We had the Alberto High School reunion last year at Ted's, and we had a level two woman who had too much to drink. God bless her heart, but what do you think she did? She didn't want to leave. The foghorn went off, and it was clearly, you could hear it. As a matter of fact, we also ran three-way siren? We also ran this, Phil. Now that tells the level twos it's time to leave. And sometimes we'll do them in candy.
Now that tells the classmates who are... Do they know they're level twos?
Yes, sir. They have a name tag. Hi, I'm Jim. I'm a level two. And
so you're just broadcasting to the world that you don't make as much money.
No, what you're saying to the world is I belong to this group of people. But let me get to my story. We had a woman. She'd had too much to drink. We went ahead and this is exactly how it sounded. That means it's time for the level twos to leave. She didn't want to leave. When the foghorn went off, she didn't want to go. So she embarrassed herself.
What are you saying people who make money hold their liquor better?
Well, I'll tell you what, it stands to reason. The more money you make, the better brand of scotch or vodka you drink, and the more social events you go to, and you're going to hold your liquor better, as opposed to individuals who may drink Tanqueray or, you know, I don't know what you drink, but some of the American beers are pretty good, too. In any event, this woman was a level two, not a level one, a level two, and she wouldn't leave. Now, we've never had that problem with a level one, which tells you something else about how level ones can socialize and work with people. And you never see a level one being helped out to a truck by two busboys. All right.
Well, did you let this woman drive?
I'm sorry?
Did you let this woman was drunk, and she was a level two, so she had to leave, right?
That is correct.
Did you let her drive?
I can't stop her.
Oh, Ted, so this woman is falling down drunk?
That is against the law for me to stop her.
So she was allowed to drive off.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what. You go out there and you try to take the car keys away from somebody like that, and the first thing these women do is scream rape. No, thank you. My brother did that to me once, and it's embarrassing. Did that to me once, and I learned my lesson. No, you're not going to take... You don't need...
If a woman is falling down drunk and can't drive, you still send her out into the night.
I am not going to try to take the keys away from her. Number one, it's not legal for me. Number two, these drunk... Let me tell you something about women that drink too much. They start drinking too much, and then they start... And if you try to get the keys away from them, they scream, "He help, he's raping me." That's the first thing they do. The very first thing that comes into a woman's mind, a woman that's had too much to drink, when you try to take the keys from her, the first thing she thinks is, "I know what I'll do. I'll scream that he's raping me, and that a bunch of guys will run over and beat him up." And that... No, no. No, thank you. No, I don't do that. This is the last thing she's going to hear out of me. Get out of here. And that's it.
Do you know what happened to that? You see, here's what I'm saying. This is exactly the kind of thing that if that woman had been with the level one people, maybe she wouldn't have had so much to drink because she wouldn't have been as put out with the way that she was treated.
After, look at it. When the horn and the siren go off for half an hour, we select level twos. They watch the level ones through the windows. That is a kind of our way of saying thank you very much. And it's kind of a little tip of the cap to the level twos.
You're doing what?
What we do is we're in the Roy Rogers room, okay? Are you familiar with the Roy Rogers room?
No, I'm not familiar with the Roy Rogers room.
Well, that's the banquet room where the level ones are. So we send all the level twos out and they can look through the window.
I don't even know that anybody knows what the hell it is you're talking about, level one and level two.
Well, the level one is the guy, well, he makes more money than level two. Anyway, the level two gets to talk to the people and, well, I gotta go. Look, Phil.
What do you mean you gotta go?
Well, I asked, I asked Jack to sound the siren when I had to get out of this interview because I got to get home. Okay, so I got to go.
Are you telling me?
I got to go. See you later.
So not only do the level twos get kicked out, but that's when Ted knows when to go home. Yep, there goes Ted.